Very good. I'm very happy to be here with my friends. There's no place like home. No, I'm not going to tell that joke. Anyway, I was going to tell about the real meaning of Om, Mani Padme Hum. That means there's no place like home in Sanskrit. Not really, but anyhow, let's stop this and get into some meditation. So now is the opportunity for everybody to let go of the world, so we can have some inner peace. And to get that inner peace, we have to first of all relax the body, and then we relax the mind. Just learning how to let go of all the busyness of our lives, all the difficulties and problems which we face, all the things we have to do in the future. We can put that all aside and just go on holiday. Holiday in Club Med Nolamara. You got that joke. It's an old one, but I like it. So please close your eyes. And when we're boarding the aircraft called Buddha Air, we can't take any baggage on board. No past is allowed. No future is allowed. But first of all, we've got to just be with our body and learn how to relax with our body. Sometimes we take our body for granted. In other words, we don't pay it enough attention. We don't give it quality time. So this is the opportunity to give quality time to your own body. Just to be with it. And don't just brush over this early part of meditation. This is really important. Because spending quality time with the body means developing mindfulness with the body and compassion with the body. Those two qualities, mindfulness and compassion, coming together, which is the driving force towards peace, stillness and contentment. Mindfulness together with kindness. So be aware of your body and give it some kindness. Don't force the body into uncomfortable positions. If you can move, scratch, cough, sneeze, whatever you need to do to make the body that little bit more comfortable. You may even try the technique of asking the body, "Body, what do you need right now?" When you ask the question, you may find an answer. The body might say, "I just want my hands readjusted. I just want my back stretched." Asking a question is one way of arousing mindfulness, focusing it on that particular area, here, the comfort of your own body. And see if you can be particular, just taking one part of your body and really relaxing it. You may have an ache in your guts, or in your head, or in your arm, or wherever. Focus your attention there. Instead of trying to get rid of that feeling, or running away from it, mindfulness owns that feeling, faces it, embraces it, and then it can give it kindness. Mindfulness and kindness relaxes, soothes, and allows energy, healing energy, to come to those sick parts of your body. Mindfulness and kindness heals. through deep relaxation. Stay with your body a bit longer. See how much you can relax it. It's not only just mindfulness and kindness, but this ability to stay with one thing for a long period of time. To sustain your attention on one thing, on one goal, one purpose. It's an important part of success in meditation and success in life. So persist with your mindfulness on the body and the kindness towards it.
once the body is really relaxed, then you can let go of all the past and all the future. Wherever you've come from, wherever you're going to go to, that's not allowed in this meditation hall. It's like you leave your shoes outside, your left shoe, your right shoe, your past, your future. Instead, just focus on where you are right now and learn how to be here rather than going places or lingering on the past. Just know what it's like to be. Just be right now. No past, no future, just now. Now is the place your future is being made. This moment is the only time you'll ever have. Enjoy it. Be at peace with this moment. It's where you learn, where you grow. you want to watch your breathing and to anchor the mind on the breath, just to know the breath as it comes in, know the breath as it goes out. It's very gentle. The breath happening right now. is getting very close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? The end of a meditation. How much peace, sense of freedom do you feel? This is a result of letting go of the past and the future, of being kind and mindful. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times to end the meditation. Please pay attention to every ringing of the gong. Enjoy the sound. When the last ringing vanishes, that's the signal to come out from your meditation. Okay, so now you can stretch. Ooh.